Welcome back. Change your pace now, folks. We're joined now by Mary Jo Catlett, an actress in town to perform in Musical Theatre West's upcoming performance of The Full Monty, and the new associate artistic director of Musical Theatre West, Mr. Steve Glaudini. Ladies, gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Art. Nice to be here.
Mary Jo, you are performing in one of the most famous shows to hit our shores, The Full Monty. But for the few people that may not know about it, give us a brief synopsis.
Well, it's perhaps the luckiest role I've had in a long time because it concerns men who decide to strip. And every night at the very end, I get to be there for their curtain call. Curtain.
Yeah, what a marvelous show. Steve, you know, Musical Theatre West does such great work. We partner with them, and we've had so many of the actors on. And
Right. Congratulations
on your new role.
Thank you.
And give us a sense of the direction for the future of Musical Theatre West.
Well, expansion is the big word now. I think that's one of the reasons I was brought on. They just announced in the city of Anaheim this week that the mayor has approved breaking ground and to build a performing arts center, and Musical Theatre West is one of the theaters that they would like to move productions from Long Beach to Anaheim as
well.
Wait
a minute. They're going to steal
this is our hometown, but it's going to give an opportunity to move our shows.
Oh, really?
Show on the road.
So do it here?
A little mini tour.
Wonderful.
So it's wonderful for the actors, and it's wonderful.
So you still have your regular run in Long Beach, but then
After that, we would move to...
You know, it's always so sad. You put all that work into a show, and then 4 weeks later, it's gone.
Right.
And now you have some place to take it.
Yes. I mean, it's going to take some time as they have to build the... But we're on the bottom floor.
Well, Kurt Pringle's on top of his game there in Anaheim.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And Mary Jo, you've done TV, you've done movies, obviously live stage here. What's your favorite?
Well, I used to really love the stage, and I still do, but it gets a little harder as you get older and the bones get less accepting of things. So I like television and films now.
And you told me before we went on that you knew at the age of 8 you were going to be an actress.
Yes, I did.
What gave you the clue?
At Loyola Grade School. God bless the nuns. They put on a show every year. The whole school had to participate whether you had any talent or not.
Yeah.
And When I was in the fourth grade, I had a solo. I sang a little bit of Heaven, and the audience stood up.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I thought they were leaving.
But they didn't, and the rest, as they
what
say,
what a feeling.
Is
then I knew, absolutely.
What a feeling.
Yeah.
And Steve, you also perform.
Oh, yes. Well, it's been 2 years. I was an agent in between my other producing job and being back at MTW.
So you got, if you were an agent, then you could get gigs for yourself.
Couldn't. It's conflict of interest. So for 2 years, believe me, as much as we would want that. But no, I love acting. I was very lucky enough to win the 2004 Ovation Award for Best Actor in a Musical.
What musical was it?
1776.
Oh, one. Congratulations. And you told me your wife has performed in several Musical Theatre West.
She was Miss Adelaide in Guys and Dolls.
Their production of Guys and Dolls was sensational.
Was.
I saw it 3 times. I loved that show. When I was at summer camp at the age of 10, I played Benny the Bookmaker in Guys and Dolls, and I know that show inside out. I love it.
You had
it's almost
it.
A flawless
it's
show.
It's a classic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Top to bottom.
It's a great show.
What are some
great
of your favorite shows, Mary Jo?
Well, I have one acting favorite and one musical favorite. One is Come Back, Little Sheba. I was able to do that when I was in my late 30s, which was perfect at that point. And you just use everything you ever had, you know. And then my favorite musical is called Something's Afoot. I was the original Miss Tweed. It's a 10 Little Indians, Agatha Christie sort of thing set to music.
Wow,
it's great fun.
Wow. Well, a lot of you have seen Musical Theatre West productions. Many of you have not. And The Full Monty is coming into town on February 24th and runs for 4 weeks through March 11th at the beautiful Carpenter Performing Arts Center on the Long Beach State campus. So I urge you to go to that, and you will see Mary Jo. And how many of those guys are doing that thing with their, whatever they...
All of them, and they're gorgeous.
Oh, really?
And I don't take my clothes off, so don't worry, you can come.
So you are on stage playing the piano while they're rehearsing all this stuff.
Yes, I'm the piano player. Yeah. Yes, fun.
Well, we have a minute left, Steve. What do you want to tell our viewers about Musical Theatre West?
Well, it's the jewel out here, I think, in, you know, as far as the support that the city gives it. And also Paul Garman, our executive director producer, for having the vision to bring new shows like Thoroughly Modern Millie, which was the season opener, and The Full Monty. This is a Southern California regional premiere of a theater that's produced it. And, you know, I'm actually directing the production as well.
You're directing this production?
Oh, yes.
So he's your director.
Yes, he's my director.
Oh, wow, okay.
I love it.
And it's a wonderful story about these six unemployed men who, you know, who would stop at nothing to raise
money. And I know the audience loves your work of Musical Theater West because you have a renewal rate of about 80, 90% of your seasons. 94%. So they must be doing something right. So treat yourself to a real lovely, fun evening and take in a Musical Theater West production. Pleasure to meet you. Good luck. Pleasure to meet you.
Thank
Look forward to seeing
so
you on the
nice
stage.
To be here.
We'll be back with more Straight Talk after these messages.
The Port of Long Beach, one of the region's largest construction contractors, has work for businesses big and small. The SBE, or Small Business Enterprise Program, was established by the Board of Harbor Commissioners in 2004 to boost the local economy. Through this program, small businesses get a chance at big port contracts in the areas of construction, environmental consulting, engineering and architectural services, and more. To learn more, log on to www.polb.com or call 562-590-4146.
Welcome to McKenna's on the Bay, where fine dining is complemented with a breathtaking view. McKenna's is a restaurant of incredible ambiance, providing service and cuisine with style, class, and romance. The menu offers a variety of appetizers, serious seafood, prime steaks, an oyster bar, and specialty entrees for either lunch or dinner. McKenna's on the Bay features patio dining, nightly entertainment, and two banquet facilities. No matter what your occasion, McKenna's on the Bay is like being on vacation. Join us today at McKenna's on the Bay.
Take care of those who are closest to you, from our family to yours. McCarty's Jewelry, since 1932.
Dad, does it seem to you like we've got a lot of different-looking people coming in here lately?
Yeah, they're coming in for all different reasons.
Ribs so tender, ribs so sweet. Remember the ribs, baby.
Newport Rib Company in Costa Mesa or Naples Rib Company in Long Beach, or log on to ribcompany.com.
What an extraordinary show with incredible guests that really cover the gamut. Eva Etzioni Halivi, a concentration camp survivor with grown children in Israel, London, and America, writing books about the Bible. And then Steve and Jeff, representing U.S. vets, helping vets, some of whom are World War II survivors, that helped liberate those very camps that Eva and her family had the misfortune to be in. And then, with a change of pace with our last guests, Mary Jo and Steve, bringing wonderful entertainment to town. Thank you guys for being part of this extraordinary show.
Thrilled to be here.
Well, it was a great show, from theater to war to show business.
Show business.
Yeah.
And as they say, there's no business
like show business.
Sing it.
Goodbye.
Ethel Merman lives on. Thank you so much. Be with us next week for the next edition of our show. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison, the Press Telegram, and Laserfish. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.